The opinions expressed on this radio program by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of the Emily Pearls Show, Blog Talk Radio, or the Emily Pearls Show's sponsors and affiliates. Free thought is a philosophy, not a policy. And although the Emily Pearls Show program may take stances on individual issues, the show itself remains an entertainment platform.
It's the Emily Pearls Show time. Hit it!
Hello, and welcome to my show. You're listening to The Emily Pearls Show, live from Memphis, Tennessee, where women talk about anything we want to talk about, all right? Our topic today is informative, professional, and sometimes we manage to even have a little fun. So go grab your coffee, go grab your tea, and come on back and talk with me. The show will begin in just a few moments. Right. Leg getting on you. Y'all know when y'all hear me play that song, it means that Emily Pearls is in a great mood. So hello and welcome. You are listening to the Emily Pearls Show. Straight out of Studio A in New York to Memphis Live. That's right, in Memphis, Tennessee. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please get on their tweets or your Twitter. Invite people to call in to the station tonight. Get on Facebook. I want to talk to them. I want them to talk to me. I want them to talk to us, okay? Because we are talking big, big, huge noise. I mean, not noise, but yeah, huge news, okay? I'm saying noise because I hear Times Square acting up. Yeah, it is filling up. It is a Friday night. It means party time. I'm the city that never sleeps. Every day is Friday. But you know, they got a cool 70 degrees Fahrenheit. Just with a little overcast sky. And poor Memphis, Lord. Let me see. What is the temperature in Memphis? I got a different sound today. I don't know if the weather is on this one. But anywho, it's hot. How about that? I know I was out in it today, and it felt like it was like 100 degrees or more. So, in Studio A, I got my co-host, Southern Moses. I'm bringing her in. And so she can talk, connecting her now. Hi, what I see you over there. What's going on, girl?
Well, I know we have a very exciting show tonight. I'm not going to spill the beans. But, you know, it's been so hot here. I think I could set a bowl of popcorn kernels on the balcony and they would pop without the stove.
Yes,
so hot.
Yes, indeed.
But I got
they
a nice
would.
Cool air conditioner, though. Nothing like a wonderful air condition. And drinking plenty of my structured water.
Yes, that's what we do. And it's a good thing we do, because did you hear on the news, the Memphis local news about the arsenic in the water system underground in Memphis?
It's always something. If it's not arsenic, it's lead.
Well, the lead is already there, but arsenic, come on now. You know.
How did it get in there?
Well, it was the ground. They ran the pipes or something through an old, used to be coal field. You know, coal like it used to burn. And
Yeah,
and so it has gotten all in the pipe system lines. So they're trying to, of course, scale it down. But come on, people, arsenic. You know, it's like someone said, it's already enough in there. And then you really want to, you know, have a poisonous substance like arsenic in the water system. We're going to end up on the news like Flint, Michigan. You watch to see what I tell you. Because they don't take it seriously enough here. And we've been telling them for at least a year and a half now that they need to get structured water. They need to get a structured water unit. Something really simple that they can pull, put on their under their faucets and just let the water run through there, and it would clean out everything out of it. I think in the studio I see. Thank you for the hearts. That's right, y'all. Y'all give us a shout out if you see the Emily Pearl ticker tape going across New York in Times Square. I believe I see a friend of ours in the studio. Thank you so much. Hi, Douglas. Are
Hello.
You there?
Hey, Douglas.
Yes. I thought
yes,
I saw you in the studio.
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. I'm present.
All right, then. Well, y'all know, those of you that have been listening to us for the past 3 years, y'all know that Reverend Douglas Martin was once the host
co-host on the show, and I think it looks like he may be coming back. He'll let me know for sure the date, and I will announce it on Facebook and Twitter and everywhere so y'all can be sure to tune in. But I want to thank you so much for being in the studio tonight, Douglas.
It is always a pleasure, Emily. You have the best cyberspace radio show in the whole world. I just absolutely love participating with your show.
Thank you. You know, our international listeners feel the same way. They love us in Europe. And we have made it accessible for them to be able to see what we do. And we're going to talk about that as soon as we get back from just a little commercial break, okay?
That's awesome.
Okay, Sybil?
We'll be right back after this word.
Thank you.
Video is the way to go. Whatever you want to do, get it done on video. Commercials, movies, church, sports, karate, corporate events, private parties, music videos, family reunions, dirt track races, promo tapes, DVDs, big or small, we do it all. Call Richard Self, Freelance Video 1 today, 901-463-4265. That's 901-463-4265. Mention promo code PEARLS20 and get 20% off. Freelance Video 1. Email us at freelancevideo1@hotmail.com. That's FreelanceVideo, @hotmail.com. Or call Richard today at 901-463-4265. Freelance Video 1, a proud sponsor of The Emily Pearl Show.
Covered Restaurant in Memphis, Tennessee is world famous for some of the best food and southern hospitality you'll ever find and is a celebrity favorite. Open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day. The Covered Restaurant is located at 1400 Union Avenue, one block east of Cleveland, for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Got a large group? Groups of any size are welcome, and catering is available. While you're there, pick up a copy of Charles Capella's world-famous Covered Cookbook. Check out their website at www.thecoveredrestaurant.com. That's The Covered Restaurant, 1400 Union, 901-276-8015. A proud sponsor of The Emily Pearl Show.
Bad credit can be a thing of the past. Things happen to all of us that causes financial distress in our lives, which results in us having bad credit. And in today's economy, you're only as good as your credit. So let the credit doctor help. We offer friendly, courteous, and confidential service. We will fix your credit, and you'll be able to buy a new home at 0% to 5% down. That's right. Slow credit, bad credit, no problem. Call me now. 901-355-2772. That's 901-355-2772. Representatives also needed if you are looking for a job. Get paid also for referring someone to us. The credit doctor. Call now, 901-355-2772, 901-355-2772. 972. The Credit Doctor, a proud sponsor of the Emily Pearl Show.
Looking good. I think some rain is supposed to be coming through Memphis later on tonight. Is that right, y'all?
It is coming through.
All right. Yeah, well, looking good.
It's cloudy now. It's cloudy now.
Is it really? Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to be sleeping like a little lamb. Because I've just been excited all day long. Now for the big news. We are proud to announce that I have partnered with Amazon, the largest, biggest platform distributor in the whole wide world. And not only is M. Pearl's of the movie now listed on the platform in four countries, the United States, Japan, Germany, and who am I missing? Oh, the UK, Europe. That's what I wanted to say, because now all of our internationalists that have to listen to us online, I never could get any of the things that we were having here locally. Now you're able, thank you, now you will be able to see what we do. Just go to the video section of Amazon in your country and put in the search bar of videos M. Pearl. It will come up. You can rent it for $2.99, and you can also download it and look at it later, or you rent it, and you can also buy it for $9.99. And if you are a Amazon Prime member, you get to watch it for free. Now that is a deal, isn't that some exciting news? Sybil, you go first, and then we're gonna let Douglas get in on this.
I tell you what, I got some nice emails like from Harding and different people, and they go, wow. That's all they can say, wow, congratulations. So I think you accomplished something that not everybody can accomplish. And all we can do is go forward, and the whole world is going to know about the M. Pearl's AAL, the movie. And I'm happy that you gave me a part to be in it, too. Big
You're welcome. You know, it wouldn't have been a movie without my best friend in it. I wanted Douglas in it, but he was just so busy, could never catch up with him during our filming shoots. But that's okay, Douglas. You know why? Because I'm going to be making a series out of this. And I want to just say this. Amazon, I applied for M. Pearl's to be accepted by Amazon a whole year ago, y'all. It was May 2016 while the work was still in progress. And as soon as we finished that, I went ahead and logged in. I thought maybe they had even closed my account since I had not communicated with them or check to see if we were going to be accepted. And when I logged in, guess what? I had been accepted. They gave me my own console, AWS console. And what that means is that I can not only put all of my standalone films on there, I can also put my episodes on there. And I can also, I have a choice for people to subscribe to Pearl's Productions or TES Productions, everything that we do. But also, any movie that I produce, direct, or for other people, I can also load it onto my console and get them on Amazon. Or a small cost, of course, because it's a lot of work. Several, you know how long I had to work on it, right? Tell everybody how I went through.
Well, I tell you what, your middle name is Persistent. The P for Pearl.
You have to have.
She did not give up. And I think you went through the...
It's a very difficult platform. It's a very difficult platform.
You tried 8 times, didn't you?
Well, that was just for the images. The video was already uploaded, and the closed caption was already uploaded. And that's another thing. Amazon will not accept any movie. Excuse me, y'all. That it does not have closed caption to go with it. So I had to do that. So the closed caption was there. Video was there. The trailer was there. But the images, oh my God. I had to end up, excuse me, creating a whole, where's my water? Creating a new poster design, which I'll see is different. Did you notice that, Sybil?
Well, no, I didn't really notice it.
Well, the original Emperor's AAL, the movie poster, did not have an eye, a lady's eye in it. We had the three eyes down at the bottom, don't you remember?
Oh, yeah, now I do.
And so I couldn't get it right because the original poster had a little bit of pixels that were kind of stretched or blurred. And so I had to keep redoing it about 7 times and then 8 times. I recreated the new poster the 7th time, and it was something else. It was something else wrong with it. Anyway, I fixed that, and I said, "Well, I'm gonna go ahead and submit it, and we'll see. I may have to do something else." So, yesterday evening, I looked at it, and it was published in China first. And in Germany, I said, okay. Well, if it went through in Germany and Japan, then it should go through in the U.S. and Europe. So I went on to bed, y'all. This is a true testimony. I went on to bed. Didn't worry about it. Slept good. Got on up this morning. I said, well, I got to look at it and check on it, but not without my coffee first. I had to fix my coffee first. I had about 2 cups of coffee, and then I looked at it, and it had been published. And the first thing I did was went to Amazon.com and went to the videos and put in the search bar M. Pearls, and bam, as Douglas would say, boom, shakalaka, it was there.
And you have been smiling all day long. Me too.
Absolutely. Because when God tells you to do something, he will allow you to defeat your enemies, and he will do something, prove to your enemies that with him, he will allow you to do things that have never been done in your city. And I know for a fact that a lot of filmmakers here have, you know, down their films and what have you. But they have not been on Amazon. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And
to the 10
yards of praise.
Okay, Douglas, my brother, I know you've got some good things to say to keep me encouraged. Go ahead. I'm going to turn on my phone and I'll tap the video.
Yes, I do. I've been so out of touch, but God is orchestrating my walk, and it lead me back to you, and I can see that I'm going to be able to thrust in my sickle now and really be a extremely positive force and influence in the whole spectrum of what the Emily Pearl Show is doing and beyond. But I've been perplexed. I haven't asked, and I've been mulling around in my mind.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what AAL stands for.
Okay, no problem. I've been asked that question 100 times. It's the old initials for what lawyers used to be called back in the day. And that is attorney at law. Remember that?
Okay.
Yeah, you know, attorneys now, they're just so abbreviated. They just say lawyer or attorney. But back in the old days, the 50s, 60s, even before, they always had that AAL behind their name, which meant attorney at law.
Mhm. Wow.
And it's a good point too, because people will watch the movie just to see what AAL means, because it's a whole lot of people like you.
That's a very good marketing ploy to include, because you know people it arouses people's curiosity.
Exactly.
Emily, you are a genius. I promise you are. You are you are a shaker and a mover. I can't even think of an example to compare you to for somebody I can. Elvis Presley. Talking about taking advantage of take advantage of time on the clock. You know, you really, really take advantage of the TikToks on the clock, and you stay after it.
Yep.
You really, really do.
Up.
You stay after it. You don't let anything conquer you, Emily. When you set your mind to something, if there's any discrepancy in your mind. You know, you're going to find the answer.
Well, I'm going to help you out a little bit there.
You have the savvy and the initiative to do it.
Yeah, but the difference is that when I set my mind to something, I change my mind many times. But when God tells me something to do, that's when I don't stop. I cannot stop. I keep going. I fall down. I get up. And it's just like Noah, you know, when he told Noah to build the ark, well, of course, there are a lot of questions. There's a lot of disagreement about how long it took him to build the ark. But how long it took him to build the ark is not the issue. The issue is he persevered and persevered and persevered until it was done. And then when it was done, then that's when God stepped in. Isn't that right?
That's right. You know, because see, the thing is you know, God is on an eternal timetable. You know, we are on a temporal timetable, and metaphysicists, they say that time doesn't exist unless it is relative to material substance, because there's no way of measuring time without material substance. But in the relativity of God in its purest form, there doesn't have to be material substance, because he exists there in his all-knowing omnipotence throughout the universe.
Exactly. And it took me 2 years to get to this point for me. But for God, it probably was a nanosecond. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying?
That's absolutely right. You know, because, you know, in the way we measure time, that's relative to the powers of metaphysics that we're subjected to. We are because of the gravitational pull existing on Earth. Because of the gravitational pull existing on Earth, that is what determines. That's how we determine time. You know, but there are so many other dimensions. It's limitless. You know, when you're dealing with God, the creator of the universe.
Yeah, because a lot of people don't know that the Earth spins 8,000 times an hour, but we don't feel it because we're in the Earth. It's like riding in a car when you sleep, and this is the example that the scientists give. It's like riding in a car when you sleep. When you're asleep and asleep in the car, you don't know you're riding, do you? You don't feel a thing, do you? Unless you go over a bump. You know what I'm saying?
and even then, all depending on what you're dreaming, if you're dreaming, you know, it might have input.
Yeah, and then even if you go over a bump, sometimes you're not going to completely wake up. You're going to go just through right on back into sleep. And you know that you're in a car. You know you're going somewhere, but you don't feel it while you're asleep. And that's what a comparison that the scientists use about the Earth spinning around all those many times.
And then there's no telling where you may be traveling, you know, while you're asleep. You know, your body may be going in one direction and your spirit may be going in another.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Well, I know, you know, when I started, there was so many people talking behind my back and that sort of thing, saying, oh, she ain't going to do nothing because she don't know nothing about making no movies. And even on the set in the courtroom, see, that's the reason why actors need to be quiet on the set when the director say quiet on the set. Because when we edited back, we can hear everything that everybody said. And in the courtroom, there were two or three people that was trying to take over me, directing my scene, and talking to each other and whispering to each other, we're going to be here all night long, that sort of stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So when people stay quiet on the set, the directors, you really, really need to be quiet on the set because when they I know exactly the people that said it and what they said, you know, and I still have that footage. And so the next time I film, I'm going to make sure people keep their mouth shut because I'm going to let them know that when I edit it, I'll be able to hear everything you say. Even when you
whisper. Mm-hmm. Well, it's just like on the radio show. You know, it picks up every little sound. You know.
Exactly. Exactly.
But, you know, I don't know if you know him, but I was a Supreme Court judge in the movie Nothing But the Truth.
Where did y'all film? What courtroom did y'all use?
Well, we were at that old, it was a closed down middle school. I think it was Long Middle School. It was closed down.
Right.
It was condemned. And so they rented the building and they built their stage props there. You know, and then the scene that I was in is when Alan Alda was making his closing statements. Concerning I don't. It was based on a true story, And
I'm gonna have to. I'm gonna have to watch that on. Look for that on Netflix so I can see you. You say his name.
Yeah,
but the truth.
I'm the second Supreme Court judge from left. On the left.
I am sure going to look at it. I'm probably look for it tomorrow. But yeah, you know, you have to be professional on the set, and even those people that wasn't saying anything, Douglas, they were shaking
mm-hmm.
their heads, making faces and frowns. I saw all of that, and you know, when I was editing it back and looking at that, you know, I said, first it hurt my feelings, and then God said, they are not on this project. This project is between me and you.
Mm-hmm.
Forget about
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I did.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well,
he was right. He was right. Because, see, they thought that just because my back was turned, they could say what they wanted to say and make the faces they wanted to make. They didn't think that I was going to see it. They should have known. I don't know why they wouldn't know that I wouldn't see it when we, you know, got ready to edit it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Well, you have to be aware of
those
things.
Never done that. I would have never done that on a set. That is so unprofessional. But
well, you
anyway,
know, because naturally, even on a movie set, a production company that actually has a $1 million or multi-$1 million budget, still
mm-hmm.
they have takes after takes because they want to get it just right. You know, just like in the $1 million quartet, you know, and Civil and Richard, you know, they had extra parts in it, and they, you know, they did it over and over again, every scene that I was in, and I know it was only the scenes that I wasn't in, you know, until they had it just, you know, they had it just right, because on the back end, the editing part, it made, since they had all the actors and actresses there, it made it a lot less difficult, and it could turn out the way they wanted it to.
Exactly. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, in Memphis anyway, they tend to try to act professional when they're with a $1 million company because they know they're going to get paid that day. But they only get paid $50, $100, and then it's done. Well, see, God didn't want my actors to go through that. God wanted my actors to be able to have royalty checks coming in every 3 months, something that they could have a substantial living off of. And so, and even though they were on, my actors were on deferred payment, they're getting ready to get paid now. You see what I'm saying? And they're getting ready
mm-hmm.
to get paid in full along with royalties. Like, and you
there
said,
you go.
That's better than $50 or $100 any day, in my opinion.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Because that's business. It's like you're invested in the shares,
exactly.
just like the stock market. You invested in shares, you know, in a business.
You
got
to wait for the return, and you have to wait for the
right.
return, and return mm-hmm. doesn't come overnight. That's right. That's exactly right. And Sebel, you want to get in here, or are you going on to sleep on us?
Sybil is so patient. She's so patient.
She is.
I don't see how three people can talk at the same time. So I'm listening to this powerful, power-packed conversation between
well,
you two.
Well, we're
going to
let you talk now.
Job.
Yeah, we're going to let you talk, though, now, Sybil.
Well, all right. Well, I'm getting ready to talk. Did you want me to let people know that me and you are nominated for the Best of Memphis from the Memphis Flyer?
Right. Yeah, you can. Definitely.
Okay. And so the Memphis Flyer, right here in Memphis, is hosting a Best of Memphis contest. And they have, over 50 categories. So Emily and I are nominees for the Best of Memphis, and we're asking for you to nominate us. The top five people with the most nominations move on to the voters' round. And so I'm nominated as Best Comedian, and Emily Pearls is nominated for the Best Radio Personality. And I'll give you my phone number if you need more information, but the simple way is just go to Facebook and search for Best of Memphis. And then you scroll down and click on the blue vote icon that says Best of Memphis Flyer. And this is going to take you to the nomination page. So to vote for Sybil Presley for the Best Comedian, click on the Arts and Entertainment. And then to vote for Emily Pearls, Best Radio Personality, click on Media Personality. And the nominations are closing today. And then the voting starts, and the winners will be in the September issue of the Memphis Flyer. It's a big honor. So that's what I wanted to do.
Sybil, I have a question. Okay, for any listeners that would love to participate, do you is there a YouTube account where they can access any footage that you have? And I know you and Emily have footage. You and Emily do comedy stints together. And if I'm not mistaken, I think in the not so far back, you all have recently done something else. And so that way they can have something that they can view. And then if they're a fan of the show, then having something to view, then that's an icing on the cake. You know, so if you have anything to announce, as far as, what, because I already know how hilarious you are and you and Emily together. I already know.
They go to mine and Emily's YouTube page and look at our comedy. The best way to do that is YouTube.com/ Sybil Presley, and you can see me and Emily doing some skits. And then that way you get a little taste of our comedy. And then you go back to Facebook, like I said, and type in the Best of Memphis. And just scroll down to that little blue icon. And it's very, very easy. And if anybody out there wants more information, I'll be happy to give you my phone number, which is 901-643-1982. That's 901-643-1982. So me and Emily, we want to sponsor the contest. Then top nomination.
And also too, I haven't seen it. Don't you have a comical role in Bubba Valley?
That's a good point. So what you do is go to YouTube and search for Bubba's Alley. Emily's in the episode as well. And I play Maybelle Perkins with my pet squirrel Rocky, produced by Chip Whistle. So I'm glad you brought that up. And plus, Bubba's Alley is on Facebook as well. So thank you, Doug. I hadn't thought about saying that. You always put ice on the cat.
I know you. I know you have won an award before for best comedian. And,
yeah, I did. I missed the award show. Sure did. Mm-hmm.
And so I would love it if you would invoke more of your comedy on the show, because
you are
hilarious. You are hilarious, and you know.
I tell you what, that Emily's hilarious.
Even when she's not trying, she's hilarious.
No, that's when I'm mm-hmm. funniest. When I don't try.
Right. But you know what? I won't receive many votes now, Douglas, because those people that might would have voted for me are not going to vote for me now after the big Amazon announcement.
Oh, yes, they will.
Not in Memphis. And I don't think that my international listeners and other people in other cities and states can vote. I'm not
yes,
sure,
ma'am.
But
oh yeah, yes, ma'am.
But I have to be nominated, so maybe I'm not looking too much forward to that because it's just even
but
in other states.
In the world
to nominate. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, you know, when I post, it goes, you know, it goes all over the world whenever you post on Facebook. So I'll just have to watch me how that one times out, because you can't get votes if you don't have enough people
to nominate
you.
Mm-hmm.
How many you got to have for nominations?
I'm trying my best to tell you. The top, y'all don't get me tickled now. The top five nominations of the top five people with the most nominations moves on to the voters list.
Well,
that's
I knew
how
that. So how many people do you have to nominate you? That's what I was asking.
It doesn't matter. The five could get 100, or 50, or 25, or 10, or 1,000. It's just the top highest numbers per individual were the nomination mm-hmm. numbers. The top five.
Okay.
You know.
Mm.
Get
okay,
going.
I got it.
It's very, very, very difficult. They only allow you one nominations per person per email. They ask for your birthday and everything. They're very strict.
And per IP address too.
No, let's say if you had friends over or something, as long
mm-hmm.
as they have different emails and each person logs out, they can use the same computer.
Oh, okay. Sounds good to me. So Douglas,
right?
Mhm.
When are you ready to come back to the show? Because I'm getting ready to wrap this show up tonight. Because we told people what we want to tell them, and I know that some are excited and some are not. Some just listening just to see what we're going to say. to see if we was going to talk about them. Yes, I sure did, because Emily Pearl shoots straight from the hip.
Well,
I have to
come back, you know, because when three or more are gathered in my name, you know,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
you know, and three is a divine number, and look what you have done with just you and Sybil.
Right.
You know, so
exactly.
imagine, you know, what's going to happen, you know, when I come back aboard and stuff, you know, so I'm ready to sail on this vessel and go ahead and sail around the world because we have the ammunition to do it.
All right, great. Well, listen, I had to refresh my computer, and I lost all of my old files, so I need you to take a selfie when you're dressed up with your suit and your tie so that I can so that I can make a big announcement, because I'm making a new banner for the show, you know, for Facebook posting and things like that. Yeah, and I'm doing close up headshots of everybody that's gonna be on the banner, and you know, like we did it before, and the name was up under the headshot and like that. And the teen talkers, you know, our two young teen talkers and Trisha, they will be on there too. You know, so I'm just gonna make a different design for us where all of our faces, people can see our real faces. You know,
that's great.
And
Well, I love the picture I hear what you're saying. You know, and it's kind
that
of
the black and white picture
that I had.
Yeah,
the first anniversary.
Oh, now you know. I may have some of those pictures on my Google Drive, but I'm not sure. Do you have one?
I'm sure I do. I'm sure I do have it because it pops up. It pops up.
Okay.
Especially it popped up, you know, this past March. And you know how Facebook does, you know, they like to create video
memories.
Like, yeah.
You know what? I probably can go in my album on Facebook and find it. I'm sure that I can do that. I'll take a look tomorrow, and then I'll let you know if it's good enough and close up enough.
Are the color themes the same? Because we were all dressed in the color theme.
In the green.
I know green.
Yes.
The picture that I love
green
is,
and gold,
you know,
black and white.
Right.
We do green and gold and black and white.
I love when Mayor Luttrell was Luttrell.
Who?
Mayor Luttrell.
Oh, Luttrell. Mayor
Luttrell. Yeah, Mayor Luttrell. Mm-hmm. And I was reading his letter of congratulations. And
I might find that. I'm going to look tomorrow, and that's what I'm going to be working on tomorrow, a new poster, because I've got the headshots from the kids. I got one of Trisha, I got one of Kend, I got one of me and Sybil. So I've got close-ups of everybody, so I'll see if I can find it tomorrow, okay?
And then I'll make
the big announcement, and you'll be with us on Friday night. And you'll be in the studio every Friday night.
Emily, do you want me to do what I was doing before, and you know, have like a 15-minute segment?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Would that be okay, yeah. Or did you just prefer to just chime in on everything?
I can do both. Like I was before.
Okay.
I do so.
I like that. Yeah, I like that. Sybil, well, what do you think?
I think it's marvelous because I like to have a man on the show anyway.
Me too. Pull in some more men. So, Douglas, I'm counting on you to pull in some men callers to the show. And, some male callers.
Yeah.
And you know what? And we don't have any call. I don't see anybody in the studio tonight. I don't know what's going on. I think that's just our international listeners listening on. But I have some people tell me that they tried to dial into the studio for the last 2 or 3 weeks and that they couldn't get in.
Emily, that's okay. That's okay. Because we can look at Memphis, the same way we look at the United States and the rest of the world. Because the way Memphis is they want you to go abroad and become an international sensation.
I know they love us in Europe. And look, they're getting ready to love us. They're getting ready to love us in Japan and Germany. What was it? It's four. And they're getting ready to love us in Japan and Germany because they'll be watching our movie. So,
we have this tremendous opportunity to build, you know, our following and our constituencies abroad, and then Memphis will have no choice but to pay us on the back end.
Well, I have,
you know, Memphis, they don't like to pay people on the front end. I tell you where they stopped is with the sax artists. That's when they stopped paying people on the front end.
I have great connections in Europe because you haven't seen the film, but my film is edited by a professional editing company in London, England. And it's like a little township called Hull, England, right outside of London. My film was edited by a British citizen because I wanted the best. And Amazon don't accept no mess. So by Amazon accepting my movie, don't think they don't preview it, you know, once you upload it. When I did the upload, it took 4 days before the video showed a green button that it was accepted. And like I said, the only thing I had to work on was the images, because they don't accept no mess. They got strict rules, and that's the reason why I had to go try redo the images so many times, because it has to be perfect for Amazon. And as you and I both know, Amazon has bought Nike. That's the largest platform in the whole wide world.
Yeah, Nike has a monopoly on the athletic paraphernalia.
Amazon bought Nike last month, 2 months ago. You didn't know it?
No, I didn't.
Nike bought Nike two months ago. You can't
mix and match. If you have Nike, if you're wearing Nike, you have to wear Nike all over your body. You can't have Adidas you're going to have Nike everywhere.
Right.
You know.
I know what you're saying.
I didn't know that. That's the way of the world now is merging, you know, big corporations merging, you know. What we need to do as Americans is adopt the same philosophy. And really, that's corporate socialism is what it is.
Exactly. And that's the reason why
it's corporate socialism, but they
God did.
You know, but they want to, you know, they crammed down our throat and we bought it, the American dream of independence. And the American dream of independence was a thorn and a plague against the American way of life, it broke up the families, the nuclear families and the structure of it. You know, because it's like I can stand on my own. I will use credit, and I will live off of artificial income, and I will get out from under my parents' home.
You know, I love politics. And we got to get ready to close out right now. And I just want to say thank you so much for the encouraging words, both you and Sybil. And I appreciate y'all staying with me. Because even though you wasn't on the show, Douglas, I know that you were praying for both of them.
I was with you all in spirit. I was. I was with you all in spirit. Yes, I was.
That's right. And, you know, and God has brought us to this point just to do, as they always say, you know, the best is yet to come. So I am so excited.
And I'm so sorry that I didn't have the time to because I know you offered me a part as a hitman or something.
Yeah, well, you know what? I changed the script anyway. So because you couldn't do it, I wrote the hitman out. So, but you know what?
A minister hitman, you know, I have to be hitting my book.
I'm gonna bring the hitman back in the series. But now I'm getting ready to shoot another lady's film. Catherine Sim, she has commissioned me to direct, produce, and shoot her film. And her film is dealing with, it's actually an autobiography of her life, sort of. And she got some pimps in there. And, you know, with that hat on, that green hat she got, that she did for the celebration, you could easily pass that off as a pimp hat. But I haven't finished her script. I'm still editing it. But once I finish editing her script and she and I meet, then we're going to start holding auditions, and I'll know what parts that you possibly, you know, could play in that movie. And I'll be also, completing all of her marketing. I'll be doing her marketing and everything, and get her movie on Amazon as well, because like I tell you,
Emily, I can play any role, and I can speak with accents.
I know.
And I can even be a superhero.
I know, and I love your British accent. Sybil has a British accent too. Sybil, do your British accent.
Well, I tell you, I really enjoyed the show, and now I want to say goodnight pretty soon, because I'm going to watch me a movie and maybe have some popcorn. Cheerio.
That was perfect.
You sounded like a British person that came to America and lived in the country.
Hey, Douglas. So now you have to show her how it's done.
Okay, well, I have to show how it's done because the Emily Porter Show is going to be a worldwide sensation.
Both of y'all need to brush up on your British accent. Now, I'm going to do mine, okay? This is really funny. We're having fun. Impulse, ultimately, praying, watch with praying. Start your 30-day trial now.
That was a jolly good example, Emily.
What?
That was a jolly good example, Emily. That was a jolly good example.
Okay, so let me do it. I'm going to read this. Follow the journey of a determined woman who now finds that age has approached and she has nothing to learn but her faith, preserved in hope to help to get through the biggest court case of her life.
How is that?
You know what?
Our listeners over there in England is probably cracking up now.
But you know what is so good about the British actors? They can speak like we speak with no trouble at all. You know that?
Yeah,
we got a lot.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They can speak American. They can speak American in their movie role. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With no effort at all. But we can't do that. It's very hard for us to do that.
It's just a matter of listening to them. You know, you have to take the time, you know, to listen to them. You know, and
well, I'll tell you what. I used to work with this lady at Commercial Appeal that was British. And by the time that I get off work and go home and pick up my son, I'd be talking with the British accent. And he would tell me, Mama, stop talking like that. And I couldn't stop. I couldn't stop it at all. And I'm like a chameleon. I am. If I be around that person, around a British person, if I spend about a half day with them or maybe an hour or two, then all of an instant, I'm going to talk just like them. And it was so funny. This was back in the 90s. And I really couldn't stop. I said, okay. And then I say something. And he said, you're still talking like that, Mama. Stop talking like that. I said, I didn't think I was talking like that. I said, I'll stop. And then I worked with this woman every day, right? So then every day it was the same thing with me and my son.
I got accused of being a chameleon when I was working for Marriott here in Memphis. And it was the cook in the back, and he was like, you sound like whoever you're talking to. If you're talking to a white person, you sound white. If you're talking to a black person, you sound black.
Yeah, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, okay, Candy Conversation, she has a show, Candy Brooks. She broadcasts on Monday night. And so this past Monday night, she had this guy that had a clothing line. The name of the clothing line was like I think that was an A-H-U-L or something like that. So she's interviewing the guy, and then about halfway the interview, she asked him to tell the audience something about him and describe himself. And he said, well, first of all, I am a white guy, 40 years old, and the guy sounded like a black man. I mean, completely. But he had that, he was talking that way. He explained it that he did some time in prison, and for the past, you know, when he got out, he started his clothing line. And he's had his clothing line now for years, but he lives in Florida. But he sounds so African American. He really did. He really did.
Mm-hmm.
And it blew Candy, the host, away. She said, "I would have never guessed." She said, "Because you know, I don't mean any harm, no offense, but you sound African American." He said, "Yeah, he know. Everybody tells him that, you know." So he was okay with it. He was cool. And everybody tells me I talk like a white person. just because I use correct grammar, correct English, and put my emphasis on my T's because where it has
well,
a T
you know,
in it.
I'll tell you something, Emily. There is a strong, very, very strong distinctness of soul. And even African American people, there are exceptions, but African American people, even, and they're speaking quote unquote so called proper English with no accent, you can still detect the soulfulness in their voice. You can still detect it. You know, in most cases, and with you, Emily, that's absolutely true what you're saying. And then, you have a northeastern inflection in your accent, still the soulfulness comes through in your voice. You know, you don't.
Right.
You don't have to use the slang and the colloquialism and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
You know, that is so indicative of the
I'm
South,
a soul
especially
right.
over here in Memphis.
I'm a soul sister, so the soul is going to come through, you know. And for people that have a good ear for linguistics, you know, some people just don't have an ear for linguistics, you know. But yeah, and it was so funny. Sybil, you know that guy that you got me on for that radio show, and we were talking to him about the movie premiere, and he said, "Oh, you don't know nothing about that. You just some little white lady from somewhere." He said,
"Oh yeah."
And then I had to. You remember that? I was on a live radio interview, and he thought I was white. And then when I told him, I said, "No, I'm not. I am African American." And he felt like a fool. He was ready to get off the radio show then. Then it's several. He was like,
he had to crawl in the corner.
Yeah. And, because he just was fooled, you know, without even asking. Because he was talking really like a pimp. And I told Sybil when we got off that show, I said, "Sybil, I said, what kind of radio show is that?" The regular guy, the guy that told Sybil that he was going to first come on the show, he didn't make it there. But he had instructed the other host to interview us. Boy, was that a mistake, wasn't it, Sybil?
He couldn't interview a toad.
Now, I'm serious. You should have heard it. I said, "Oh, my God. M-G." Well, y'all, we have had so much fun and laughter tonight. I think I'm ready to end the show. How about y'all?
I'm ready.
So was always ready.
I don't want to be ready, but I guess I have to be.
Oh, that's thunder and lightning. I'd like to jump out of my pants. It's thunder and lightning. It's definitely time to end the show, y'all. Listen, to all of my pearls in the listening audience tonight, a pearl is defined as a precious thing. It is the finest example of something special. So it doesn't matter whether you are rich or poor. You, my pearls, are a precious thing. You are the finest example of someone special, all right? And now, look. Ever since we stay around here in Emily Pearl Studio, people should listen more to this. Don't hate them. Congratulate them. And if you deem it and mean it, I promise you, my Pearl, everything good that you do. Well, what, y'all?
Come back to you.
All right. That's how I'm telling y'all. We'll see you next week. Same place, same station. You hear the thunder. And same time. Good night. Everybody say good night.
Good night. Love y'all.